"Harry," said Hermione at once, looking very frightened, "what happened? Are you all right? Are you ill?" "Where have you been?" demanded Ron. "Come with me," Harry said quickly. "Come on, I've got to tell you something." He led them along the first floor corridor, peering through doorways, and at last found an empty classroom into which he dived, closing the door behind Ron and Hermione the moment they were inside and leaning against it, facing them.
"Voldemort's got Sirius."
"What? How do you?"
"Saw it, just now, when I fell asleep in the exam."
But where? How?" said Hermione, whose face was white.
"I don't know how," said Harry, "but I know exactly where. There's a room in the Department of Mysteries full of shelves covered in these little glass balls, and they're at the end of row 97. He's trying to use Sirius to get whatever it is he wants from in there. He's torturing him, says he'll end by killing him."
Harry found his voice was shaking, as were his knees. He moved over to a desk and sat down on it, trying to master himself.
"How are we going to get there?" he asked them.
There was a moment's silence, then Ron said,
"Get there?"
"Get to the Department of Mysteries so we can rescue Sirius," Harry said loudly.
"But, Harry," said Ron weakly.
"What?"
"What?"
said Harry. He could not understand why they were both gaping at him as though he was asking them something unreasonable.
"Harry," said Hermione in a rather frightened voice, "how did Voldemort get into the Ministry of Magic without anybody realizing he was there?"
"How do I know?" bellowed Harry. "The question is how we're going to get in there."
"But, Harry, think about this," said Hermione, taking a step toward him. "It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. The Ministry of Magic must be full of workers. How would Voldemort and Sirius have got in without being seen?"
"Harry, they're probably the two most wanted wizards in the world. You think they could get into a building full of aurors undetected?"
"I don't know. Voldemort used an invisibility cloak or something," Harry shouted. "Anyway, the Department of Mysteries has always been completely empty whenever I've been."
"You've never been there, Harry," said Hermione quietly. "You've dreamed about the place. That's all."
"They're not normal dreams," Harry shouted in her face, standing up and taking a step closer to her in turn. He wanted to shake her. "How do you explain Ron's dad, then? What was all that about? How come I knew what had happened to him?"
"He's got a point," said Ron quietly, looking at Hermione.
"But this is just so unlikely," said Hermione desperately. "Harry, how on earth could Voldemort have got hold of Sirius when he's been in Grimmauld Place all the time?"
"Sirius might have cracked and just wanted some fresh air," said Ron, sounding worried. "He's been desperate to get out of that house for ages."
"But why?" Hermione persisted. "Why on earth would Voldemort want to use Sirius to get the weapon, or whatever the thing is?"
"I don't know. There could be loads of reasons," Harry yelled at her. "Maybe Sirius is just someone Voldemort doesn't care about seeing hurt."
"You know what? I've just thought of something," said Ron in a hushed voice. "Sirius's brother was a Death Eater, wasn't he? Maybe he told Sirius the secret of how to get the weapon."
"Yeah, and that's why Dumbledore's been so keen to keep Sirius locked up all the time," said Harry.